It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferris. If you're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear about the Clean Hop Project, a program exploring the possibility of growing certain kinds of hops here in Wisconsin for the state's craft beer industry.
First, Governor Walker announced the proposed state budget for 2017 through 2019 last week. Among the changes being floated is more state funding for schools, a shift to self-insurance for state employees, and more.
Details are still emerging in the budget as a whole, including changes that might come for commissions that oversee certain parts of the governmental process, some of which could be dissolved under the new budget.
Laurel White joins us now to talk about what the future could hold for these committees. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What commissions could be disbanded under Governor Walker's budget plan?
Well, you know, there are several things that the governor has proposed eliminating or cutting back in his 2017-2019 budget proposal. I focused on three of those for a story I did for WPR yesterday, and those are the Labor and Industry Review Commission, the Judicial Commission, and the Educational Approval Board.
Let's start with the Labor and Industry Review Commission. What does this commission do, and what is the argument for dismantling it?
So the Labor and Industry Review Commission, known by insiders as LIRC, is a three-person body that resolves disputes that involve things like unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, or other employment issues. So if an employee has a grievance with their employer that has to do with one of those things, they go before what's called an administrative law judge. Who are specialized judges that hear these kind of cases. If they don't like the decision of the administrative law judge, they can appeal that to LIRC, this labor commission. So what the governor is proposing is eliminating this commission that hears those appeals and shifting all of its responsibilities to two different state agencies, the Department of Administration and the Department of Workforce Development.
So other agencies would absorb what LIRC is doing.
That's right. That's right. So basically what the governor is saying here is that he's creating more efficiency. He's eliminating a redundancy and sort of streamlining the process, because the two state agencies that would absorb these cases from LIRC already hear some labor disputes and other workplace disputes. So he's saying that they can just absorb the LIRC cases easily.
And another proposal you looked at was eliminating the Educational Approval Board. What does this commission do?
Well, the Educational Approval Board is the body that regulates for-profit colleges and universities in Wisconsin. So they essentially, you know, they don't oversee the UW system, but they oversee those for-profit, you know, Globe University, IIT was a institution that was actually disbanded last year.
Yeah.
So they're in charge of regulating those.
And so what would happen if this board would go away?
So this is really similar to what the governor proposed for that labor commission. He wants to essentially shift the responsibilities for the Educational Approval Board to another state agency. He wants to shift all the regulation of these for-profit institutions to the Department of Safety and Professional Services.
And what are the arguments for keeping this board intact, for maintaining the commission?
Well, I spoke with the executive secretary of the Educational Approval Board yesterday, and he said the strongest argument for keeping the board as it is the expertise that board members have. So there are seven different board members in this body, and a lot of them have experience in education. They were former administrators. And he says if things were shifted to the Department of Safety and Professional Services, there might not necessarily be that institutional knowledge, that expertise there.
Mm-hmm.
He actually did say, though, that there could be a benefit to shifting the responsibilities to the Department of Safety and Professional Services. He says that department has many more resources. It's obviously a lot larger. And would have things like in-house counsel that could benefit some of this regulation. So he says that board is meeting later this week to decide whether they support, oppose, or are neutral on the governor's proposal to sort of eliminate it.
And what could happen to the Judicial Commission under Governor Walker's budget proposal?
So the Judicial Commission is very different from the other two things that we just discussed. So the Judicial Commission would not go away. Its responsibilities would not be absorbed by something else. It's just transferred. So and in kind of a financial way. So the commission stays the same, but its budget is just going to come from the state Supreme Court budget now under the governor's proposal.
We're talking with Laurel White. She's state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, talking to us about some commissions that would be under Governor Walker's budget proposal that would be eliminated. And Laurel, is there something to be said about the benefits of removing these commissions? Governor Walker has talked about streamlining the government.
Yeah, so that's really the governor's primary argument here. You know, a statement from his office yesterday said, this budget identifies redundancies and institutes reform where we believe it makes sense. Some of the pushback on these things say, you know, the work wouldn't be absorbed well, or it wouldn't be done as well, or as I just mentioned, some expertise might go away. But the governor's office really pushes back on that and says that he's just kind of removing unnecessary, he would say, layers of government.
Do we know if there is a cost savings here for doing these things?
So for the Judicial Commission, there wouldn't be any cost savings there. It's just shifting over. For the Labor and Industry Review Commission, shifting that over into those two other state departments would actually come with the elimination of 26 jobs that are currently underneath the Labor Commission. So the governor projects that that would save about $3.2 million over the biennium. So there are some savings there. There would not be any savings with the Educational Approval Board, because interestingly, that board is funded entirely by fees from the schools, the for-profit schools that it regulates.
And what have you heard from lawmakers about the potential to end these commissions?
Well, two of these proposals, the change to the Judicial Commission and the elimination of the Educational Approval Board, were actually things that the governor presented in his last biennial budget, the biennial budget for 2015 to 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those were both rejected by state lawmakers. They didn't think it was necessary or proper. So there's certainly the opportunity this time around as well for state lawmakers to review these proposals by the governor and decide that they're not worth the, you know, the logistics of transferring them over.
Yeah. What do you think is the sticking point here with these proposals? What's holding them up?
Well, I think with the Judicial Commission, this one got some pretty high-profile pushback. This is the one that would, you know, move the budget under the state Supreme Court. There was actually a state Supreme Court justice, Annette Ziegler, who came out last time and was vocal that it wasn't appropriate for the budget for this commission to be underneath the state Supreme Court because it created sort of a perception that the court was controlling this commission. And the commission is in charge of policing judicial ethics and would be in charge of any complaints against Supreme Court justices themselves. So she said it seemed kind of improper for a watchdog to be under the control of something that it's watchdogging. So that could be a sticking point with the Judicial Commission. The Educational Approval Board, lawmakers, you know, there hasn't been as much vocal pushback to this, but they might cite the argument about experience in current board members. They might say, you know, this doesn't save us any money, so we don't need to go through the logistics of the switch. We'll just have to wait and see. You know, the budget hearings are going to start within the next couple weeks, and these arguments will start to bubble up a little bit more.
Laurel, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us to talk about what could be in store for some state committees under Wisconsin's proposed 2017 through 2019 budget.